All right. Good evening. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. Sandusky, Marlette, Brown City, all across the thumb, and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. High school boys basketball action. Last night it was girls basketball action. Tonight we've got high school boys basketball action. In the North Central Thumb League, it is the Kingston Cardinals boys basketball team varsity at the Peck Pirates. That game is set to start here after this JV game, about 5.5 minutes left in this one. And we'll start the pregame show here and get ready for tip-off, scheduled to be around 7:30 p.m. We'll do some preview, pregame show work here with the Peck Pirates and the Kingston Cardinals. Both teams up for grabs, trying to get a hold of first place in the North Central Thumb League. And when we come back, we'll review what they've done throughout the season so far. Already past the midway part of the season. Some games have 20, other 22 games also. So some are actually still scheduling games late into the season and trying to get those set to get those extra games. Maybe even getting a trifecta against the same teams also. When we come back, we have all the info for you here on WBGV 92.5 FM. High school boys basketball action, North Central Thumb League action, the Kingston Cardinals at the Peck Pirates. You're listening to WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. And we'll take a look at the NCTL standings. For Kingston, they are 3-0 in league play. The Peck Pirates is 3-0 also. Well, so this game will decide who will slide into first place. Dryden is 2-1. They were defeated by Kingston. And overall record, Kingston is 8-2, Peck 7-2 overall. Now, both these teams have taken on some pretty darn good competition also through the regular season thus far. Let's talk about the Kingston Cardinals. Dave Lester, varsity boys coach since 2012 through 2022, 10 years. He has 140 wins and 62 losses. He was also the varsity girls basketball coach. I remember that back in 2003 through 2010. Did 8 years and had a successful run there also. Jay Green now the head coach there. And they're having great success right now. Probably the best team in our coverage area. But Lester Whip girls, he was 114 wins and 42 losses also. Varsity career record, 254 wins and 104 losses. But here with the boys, 140 wins, 62 losses, so not bad. Last year, 10-11 overall. Conference record, they were 4-6, fifth place in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division. Postseason finish, they lost to Marlette as they moved up a division. 54-45 loss to Marlette in the district semifinals. Their key loss was a first-team all-conference. Carter Geister. Key returning players, though, for the Kingston Cardinals, Owen Corliss, averaging 13 points last year. Ethan Harrington, Ethan Green, Isaiah Helton, Lawson Lyons, Caden Peters, and Michael DuRosso also. Newcomers, Austin DuRosso, who is a 6'5 sophomore. He'll be one of the starters. Josiah Muxlow, 6'2 senior, also coming into play for the Kingston Cardinals. Looking throughout the season also for the Kingston Cardinals so far, we'll take a look at their record and what they've done throughout this season, some key losses and also wins. For the Kingston Cardinals, they started off the season, two straight wins over Bay City All Saints and Akron Fairgrove across conference in the Stripes division. A 85-62 win, and then a win over Akron Fairgrove, 59-18. Now, they took on that competition, Brown City. That's a big game tonight on Thumb Tailgater Sports. That game is Brown City at Ubley. But Kingston hung in there with Brown City in the third game of the season. And they lost that one 47-54. After that, they bounced back with a big win, a come-from-behind win over Flint Southwestern in mid-December, 63-52. Got the win over Unionville Seaboing, 59-35. And then they lost to Burton Bendo, in the start, coming back from the holiday break, 60-65. But that's a good team, good competition. A key win, also in early January, was the win over Dackerville, 65-51. Dackerville, good team. Look out for them as we look at their record right now in the North Central Stars Division. And Deckerville right now at 1-2 in league play. And they are 5-5 overall. Their two losses in league play was to these two teams right here tonight. Peck Pirates, who they lost in overtime this past week, and the Kingston Cardinals, who we were talking about right now. That was a win for Kingston, 65-51. And then four straight wins since that loss on January 3rd to Burton Bendel. Saginaw MLS, a really good win there for Kingston on the road. Those were all road games, too. At Deckerville, they won 65-51. And then at Saginaw MLS, 63-49 win. Key win over Dryden, 74-37 last week, a week ago tonight. And then this past week, a 65-16 win over Mayvale to stay undefeated in league play and have the record at 8-2 overall for the Kingston Cardinals. Take a look at what they did also this past week over Mayvale, 65-16. Austin DeRosso, 7 points in that game. And 5 points for Ethan Green. Owen Corliss, 14 points. Harrington with about 20 points in that game. And also, we had another DeRosso on the team, Michael DeRosso. He had 8 points in that game against Mayvale. They led 22-2 at the end of the first quarter, scored another 21, and it was 43-8 at that half against Mayvale. So they had control of that game. Clear out. And then a week ago, the key win over Dryden. They led 19-9 after the first quarter, 16-6 after the second, and poured on another 18 points in the third and 21 in the fourth. Dryden was able to get 16 at that fourth, but 74-37 win. And hit pretty spread out really good. They got spread all the shooters out. Austin DeRosso, the big man, he had 14 points in that win over Dryden. Owen Corliss, 14 points in that game. And we also had Ethan Harrington with 8 points in that game also, and the win over Dryden. Another big win in league play was against Deckerville, 65-51 back on January 6th. Austin DeRosa with 10 points, Ethan Green with 12 points, and Owen Corliss with 17 points in that game in the win against Deckerville. So those are going to be your key scorers if you see the pattern there. Four different players, but any of these players can step up and shoot and make the shots. This game could also be close in one on the line, on the charity stripe. We'll find out tonight and see how many fouls will be dished out. They are big rivals, and they know what's on the line tonight to see who will take over first place. The end of this game, it is Kingston JV team winning over Peck, 48-15. Your final scorer with the JV, Kingston, winning 48-15. That game just got done. That's your preview on the Kingston Cardinals. When we come back, we'll talk about the Peck Pirates. Also, our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports will be played in the pregame before we get ready for our tip-off here. Live at Peck High School on WBGV 92.5. We'll come back and talk about what the Peck Pirates have done here in the last couple weeks and what they've done throughout the season so far. We'll be right back here for high school boys basketball, Kingston at Peck here on 92.5 and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM, streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Pre-game show here, high school boys basketball action. Coming your way, Kingston Cardinals at the Peck Pirates. We already talked about the Kingston Cardinals. Let's talk about the Peck Pirates. Head coach Jeremy Abrego, record 174 wins, 78 losses in his 12 years as the head coach. Last year in league, 8-0, first place in the NCTL Stripes division. Now he's in the Stars division. Overall, 13-8, lost in the district finals also. Some returning players, including your starters here, Dalton Senf, averaged 8.7 points per game, 4.1 rebounds per game also, and assists about 3.8. Dalton Semp was a first-team NCTL Stripes and honorable mention All-County Austin. And he's been able to create shots for himself and his teammates. according to Coach Abrego. Brady Babcock, 9.1 points per game for Brady Babcock. He is a senior also. 9 points per game, 5 rebounds per game also. Steven Van Conant, 7.9 points per game, 6 rebounds also. And your all-stater here in track, Alex Affer, is going to be a key for his quickness, his height, and his speed. Top new prospects is Cal Hayden. He'll play guard and provide the Peck Pirates ball handling and outside shooting. Karsten Liebling will give them depth at the guard position, provide them with ball handling and defense. Thomas West, top new prospect here for the Peck Pirates, providing depth on the wing. That's in a three-point area or inside in the post. Carter Babcock will give them scoring around the basket and help on the boards also. And Gino Costa helping on the boards and defense at the end of the court also. So far, the Peck Pirates, they are 7-2 overall. They started off the season against Akron Fairgrove with a win, so a common opponent for both these teams, 55-42. Took on some competition against the Blue Water Area Conference, Armada Tigers, who took Croswell to overtime earlier this season in the Blue Water Area Conference. That's a 56-33 loss for the Peck Pirates, but the Peck Pirates pride themselves being a small Class D-sized school, taking on the Class B-sized schools for competition. They were able to bounce back with a win over Caseville, 67-21. And then, our former coach of the Peck Pirates, they went up against the Yale Bulldogs, Garnett Kohler back there as the head coach, by the way. And Peck lost substantially that one, 29-72. But then since then, they've had 5 straight wins as they got back in North Central Thumb League play in Class, I guess, these size of competition. After that loss to Yale, they bounced back with a 65-40 win over North Huron. A win over Kimball Landmark Academy, 66-37. New Haven Merritt Academy, a win for Peck, who they might meet in the playoffs, possibly. That was a 72-59 win. A week ago, they defeated Mayville, 50-24. And the big win this past week, it took overtime, but Peck Pirates winning on the free throw line with a 62-57 win over the Deckerville Eagles this past week. It was a close game in that game. We'll talk about that game for the Peck Pirates, winning over Deckerville in overtime. It was 12-11, but Deckerville outscored them 16-10 in the second quarter. It was 28-22. Peck Pirates made the adjustments. They stormed back in the third quarter with a 19 run against 10 points of Deckerville and then scored a 13, but Deckerville came back with 17 in the fourth quarter. Hunter Garza hit a three-pointer at the buzzer for Deckerville to force overtime, but Peck was 8 from 8 from the free throw line in overtime. Deckerville was 1 of 6 in that game. Peck scoring 8 points all on the free throw line. Deckerville, 3 points in overtime. And that was a big win for Peck to stay undefeated in North Central Thumb League play. Leading scorer in that game, Dalton Senf, 23 points against Deckerville. Brady Babcock, 13 points. Steven Van Conant, 12. And Cal Hayden with 9 points in that win over Deckerville. Against Mayville, the 50-24 win a week ago. Steve Van Conant with 10 points. Dalton Senf, 9 points. Karsten Liebling with 8 points. Alex Affer with 8 points. And Brady Babcock with 8 points in that game. Those are the last couple games there for Peck. Key wins to stay undefeated in league play. And 8-2 overall is Kingston. Peck is 7-2. The rest of the NCTL Stars Division has Dryden at 2-1, 5-5. Deckerville at 1-2, 5-5. Mayville, 0-3, and 5-5. And Kindy North Huron, 0-3, 2-7 overall. That's the North Central Stars Division. And the info on the Peck Pirates. Want to thank both coaches for sending the info on the preview also. Dave Lester, and of course, for the Peck Pirates, a thank you to Jeremy Abrego. All right, when we come back, we have This Week in High School Sports, and we'll get ready for tip-off here in just a moment. Here live from Peck High School, as they take on the Kingston Cardinals in high school boys basketball action on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. I'll be right back. All right, we just heard This Week in High School Sports, and when we come back, we'll get ready for high school basketball action. The Peck Pirates hosting the Kingston Cardinals. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back. Your starters right now, number 3 for the Peck Pirates, Cal Hayden. Number 32, Brady Babcock. Number 23, Stephen Van Conant. Number 20, Alex Affer. And it looks like Carter Babcock, your starter for the Peck Pirates, and Cal Hayden also for the Peck Pirates. Your starters for the Kingston Cardinals, number 2, Austin DeRosso. Number 3, Ethan Green. Number 5, Owen Corliss. Number 11, Ethan Harrington. And number 15, Isaiah Helton, as we get ready here on center court for the jump ball. 3 officials on the floor here at Peck High School. We get ready for the jump ball. And jump ball one by the Kingston Cardinals, number 11, picking it up. Ethan Harrington with a dribble at the right corner. He'll move into the right wing. Defending him is number 23 for the Peck Pirates. And a putback there by number 2 with a miss. That was Austin DeRosso. And rebound, the Peck Pirates with the dribble, number 11, Dalton Senf, one of the starters here for the Peck Pirates. Peck Pirate ball from the right corner for 3. Sinks that one by number 3, 4-8-3. 3-0, 7:26 to go here. Peck Pirates leading 3-0. Kingston Cardinals ball. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial. And a layup shot good for 2. That was number 5, Owen Corliss, making it 3-2. Peck with the lead. 7:02 to go here in the first period as we started off. Number 32, Brady Babcock. Pass over into the left elbow. Almost loses the ball. He'll get it back for 3. Left corner by Brady Babcock with a miss. Rebound picked up by number 15, Isaiah Helton. And with the dribble, he'll move over to the top of the point. Right side, staying around the perimeter. Deep three-point zone. Number 5 will take over the dribble, Owen Corliss at point. 3-2, Peck leading, 6.5 to go here in the first. Ethan Green with it at the high post, he'll pass it off. Going down the left lane, loose ball picked up by number 11 for the Peck Pirates. Dalton Senf quickly taking the ball with the dribble here for the Peck Pirates. They lead 3-2. Down the left lane to the elbow, bounce pass left side, block. Nice bounce pass to the left side, number 23, Stephen Van Conant. Making it 5-2, the Peck Pirates with the lead with 6:03 to go. Kingston loses the ball. Last touch by number 2, reaching for the ball, Austin DeRosso. It'll be Peck Pirates ball from the baseline, far side. Peck to throw it in, Affer. Pitches it in, the number 32. Babcock to the right side of the floor, down the right lane to try to lay it up. He'll do a fadeaway jumper. Ball is knocked loose, picked up by Kingston for the rebound defensively. And off the back of DeRosso, he wasn't expecting it, and Peck will pick it up on that loose ball with the takeaway. Down the left side. Posting up with a floater, left corner short by number 3, Cal Hayden, and it's 7-2. Peck Pirates with the lead, 5.5 to go here. Largest lead of the game by 5 so far. Number 15 with it. Isaiah Helton, cross-court pass to number 3, Ethan Green for a 3. Hits around the rim, no good. Put back attempt with the right in front of the rim by number 11, Ethan Harrington, and it's 7-4. 5:05 to go. Whistle was called, and we'll have our first foul of the game. Away from the bottle, I think there was a shot taken. This foul will be on number 2, Austin DeRosso for Kingston. First foul of the game. From the baseline, right side of the glass, looking at a three. He'll hold up. Drive to the basket with a layup. Does not drop, but the rebound picked up by Peck after a miss by number 32, Babcock. Number 11 will go for a three-point shot. Dalton Semph. Still rebound offensively for Peck. And a reverse layup from left to right by Peck with a miss. Peck will get the rebound again. And slap and hit the ball. We wanted a foul. And the official does not call it. It's all ball. Kingston ball finally. After four offensive rebounds, maybe five in a row there by the Peck Pirates with putback chances. Could not drop. 7-4. Peck leading. A floater from the left side. Putback attempt. And that one rolls in by number 15, Isaiah Helton, for the Kingston Cardinals. It's 7-6 within one now. 4:15 to go here in the first. Driving to the paint. Look away pass to the left side. And he does not take a shot, but Semph will have it now at the left wing. Loose ball picked up by number 32, Babcock, back to Semph. He'll hand it off to number 32. Babcock over to Affer. Affer swings it over to Van Conant to the left lane, and Affer goes for a shot, but it's slapped away and picked up by Kingston defensively. 7-6, 1-point lead for Peck. Kingston has a chance to try to take the first lead of the game. And they'll hold it up. Pass over to Ethan Green, trying to post up left side, and he sinks it in. And that's the first lead for Kingston. 8-7, 3:28 to go here in the first. Number three with a dribble coming down for Kyle Hayden for Peck. Hayden at the point. Look away pass to Afra quickly down the right lane. He'll dish it off to the right wing for three. Pops out. Missed. But a putback attempt for Peck after the miss by number 32, Brady Babcock. Whistle was called. Apparently it went out of bounds, so it'll be Peck Pirate ball, apparently. All right, 3:06 to go here in the first. 8-7, Kingston with the lead. Number 32 with a dribble. Birdie Babcock. Babcock. Still with the dribble to the Semph. Back to Babcock. Babcock left lane. He'll hand it off. Blocked away by Kingston after the miss attempt there by number 23, Steven Van Conant. Kind of hesitant to take the shot. 2:40 to go here. 8-7. 2:36 to go, and a floater from Green to the right side to number 13. He's going to look for a shot. Caden Peters in the game and slapped away by Affer, last touched. Coach Abrego doesn't like it. The official says he thinks it's Peck's ball. So they are conversing right now. And he converses with the other player. And it'll be Kingston ball underneath their own basket. 8-7. Kingston with the lead by 1 point. 2:32 to go here in the first. Ethan Green at the right wing. 3-point range up top to number 5. Owen Corliss. Corliss with the dribble. Swings it over to number 11 to the left corner, number 13. Caden Peters to Green. Ethan Green. To Owen Corliss, number 5 to the left wing, 3-point range. To the left corner, long shot for 3. And it goes in for Ethan Harrington. 11-7, the largest lead for Kingston now. 2:05 to go and counting. Peck Pirate ball on their side of the court. Going for 3, Semph, he swishes that one from the left wing. Number 11, Dalton Semph, and it's 11-10. Kingston down, lead down by 1. Big shot for 3 for Peck Pirates. Sent for that 3-point. 1:35 to go here in the first. 11-10, Kingston leads, they have possession. Ethan Green for a 3-point shot at the top of the point. That one will go out of bounds. Affer should have just let that one go out. And he's trying to save the ball in a hustle play. But it will remain Kingston ball. Number 23 coming in for Ethan Green. That's Lawson Lyons for the Kingston Cardinals. He's wearing the headband, the old school. Inbounds pass from the baseline, left side of the glass. Pick set there. Number 5 will go to the basket for 2, no good. We'll have a whistle called, fighting for the rebound. And we'll have a technical called on number 5, Owen Corliss, and the official didn't like what he heard, apparently, that we couldn't hear up here, and for good reason, due to FCC regulations, a foul committed on Corliss. That'll be his first foul. Three fouls, apparently, on the Kingston Cardinals, and number 11, Semp, will take his free throw attempts. We'll be right back. Dalton Semp made one out of two free throws to tie it up 11-11. A three-point shot after Peck turned it over after that technical foul. And a three-point shot missed by Kingston. Rebound Peck. Fast break attempt. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Kingston. Number 13, Caden Peters. Still be Peck ball underneath their own basket now with 51.7 seconds to go. 11-11 after that free throw made by Dalton Semp. He'll dish it in to number 32 looking for a three-point shot. Brady Babcock misses that one. Rebound, though, by Cal Hayden. And Semp will go for three from the left wing. Miss. Affer hustles for the rebound. Semp, look away. He'll drive to the basket to lay it up with a floater. It does not drop. Fighting for the rebound. Last touched by Peck, apparently. And goes out of bounds. 35.5 seconds to go. 11-11. All tied up between Kingston and Peck. Kingston will have the ball. With the dribble, Ethan Harrington coming down with it. Harrington at the top of the point. Down to 20 seconds here in the first period. 11-11. Kingston with the ball. Isaiah Helton pass off over to number 13. Caden Peters back to Helton. To number 11, Ethan Harrington. Down to 10 seconds. Looking for a last second shot here. It's 11-11 all tied up. A pick set. Right corner, Ethan Green for three. He swishes that one with 2.5 seconds to go. And that's the end with a three-point shot, 14-11 Green for three. And that's the end of the first period. We'll be right back for the second. Here we go, Ethan Green with a three-point shot. He swishes it for Kingston after Peck opened it up with a jump ball. In the second period, Green with a second three-pointer in a row. 14-11 it was at the start of the second. Make that 17-11 Kingston. Largest lead of the game by six. Back-to-back threes for Green. Missed shot by Peck. Picked up for the rebound by the Kingston Cardinals. 17-11. Green again was looking at a three. He'll hold up. Top of the point for three. He swishes it. Number 13, Caden Peters. It's 20-11. Just like that. Timeout called. 7:09 to go. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 20-11. A timeout was called by Peck. Back-to-back. Three straight threes, actually, by Kingston to make it 20-11 here in the second period early. 6:45 to go in the first half. Peck with possession around the perimeter. Semp looking for a shot. He'll hold up at the top of the point. Pass off to number five. That's Karsten Liebling. Liebling trying to set a pick for Affer to escape, but he'll throw it to Liebling. Lane will go down the right lane, will hold up to Semp, right wing. Up top two, Karsten Liebling over to Affer. Kyle, pass off around the perimeter. Having a tough time to get into the paint. Still relying on the outside shot. Semp will go up, he'll hold up then. Semp a three from the right corner. Hits the rim, no good. Grabbing a rebound offensively, number 23, Stevie Van Conant. Looking for a long shot with a miss. And it would be the Peck Pirates committing the foul. Number five, Karsten Liebling on the Kingston Cardinals. Do you believe that's the first foul for the Peck Pirates? That's Karsten Liebling with a foul. And a whistle called underneath the basket. And we'll have an offensive foul, this time on Kingston. That'll be their fourth foul, number 11, Ethan Harrington. And it'll be Peck Pirate ball from the far side for the baseline to throw it in. Full court pressure applied by Kingston. They lead 20-11, and they got to get it in before the timeline. And slapped out of bounds by number 15, Isaiah Helton for Kingston. Number 23 to try to throw it in. Stevie Van Conant gets it into number 32. Brady Babcock with the dribble. 5:40 to go here in the first half. 20-11, Kingston with the lead. And a steal. Lays it up for two on the fast break, number 11, Ethan Harrington. It's 22-11, 11-point lead now for Kingston. Mishandled almost by Liebling. He'll go to a layup for two. He is fouled, and he'll go for the free throw for two, I believe. We'll be right back. First free throw was a miss for Karsten Liebling. He'll make the second, ending that scoring drought by Peck, making it 22-12. Liebling with that free throw, one out of two. Five fouls total on Kingston. Ethan Green at the point. He'll go to the high post. Passes it off to number 13, Caden Peters for Kingston. Kingston with possession down the baseline, trying to go for a shot, but he'll be bumped by number 11. I do believe it'll be a foul on number 32, actually. Brady Babcock away from the ball. Baseline inbounds pass for Kingston. Ethan Green with it. They have possession and a floater by Ethan Green in the middle of the paint. No good. Fighting for the rebound, Austin DeRosso, the 6'5", he can't grab it. Ethan Green will take it back. He'll go for three. His third three of the game. It's 25-12. Green with a three-point shot at the 4:40 mark. Kingston with the 13-point lead now. Whistle was called and a foul will be called on Kingston, number two, Austin DeRosso. .434 to go. Inbounds pass for the baseline. Senf to throw it in. The Liebling at the high post. 4.5 to go here in the first half. 25-12. He'll go into the middle of the paint. Has an opening, but blocked by DeRosso. Slapping it down. Rejected. Well, that was a substitution. Cal Hayden to come in. Liebling will take a seat, the junior. Coming in is number 25, Kevin Mohalski. And number 23 in the game, also Lawson Lyons still. Number 22, Josiah Muxlow for Kingston in the game. To the paint. Bumping, there'll be a foul on Kingston. Kind of lowered the shoulder there. Number 23, Lawson Lyons, be a foul on Kingston. That'll be their seventh foul. That was an offensive foul. Inbounds pass for the Peck Pirates, far baseline, in the Senf for number 23, Steven Van Konitz. Dalton Senf quickly to the Peck side of the floor. Looking for three, number 32, no good. Brady Babcock, loose ball picked up offensively by Cal Hayden. He'll try a floater on the left side. Loose ball picked up by Kingston. We'll have a foul on the Peck Pirates. Likely to be number 23, Steven Van Konant. That will be the third foul on the Peck Pirates, I believe. And that will be Van Konant's first foul of the game. 3:53 to go, 25-12. Kingston with a 13-point lead. Haven't had a score since the 4:40 mark. Trying to lay it up with a floater with the miss. Whistle is called, and it will be Peck Pirates ball. Kind of knock out of bounds, actually. Kyle Afford coming in, getting the breather as number 23, Steven Van Konant. Afford with a nice rag of hair there. Inbounds pass into number 32, Brady Babcock. Babcock with a dribble. 3:30 to go here in the first half. 25-12, 13-point lead for Kingston against Peck. Up top to Senf for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Ethan Green for Kingston. Dalton Senf with that three-point miss. And he sees an opening and throws it up to number 23, who knocks it in for the right low block. Number 23, Lawson Lyons, and Kingston extending their lead, 27-12, 15-point lead. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Kingston just running away, finding the open shots, making smart shots, and big shots by Ethan Green with his threes. Dalton Seff at the high post, bounce pass to the left side to Hayden. behind the dribble pack. Pass over to Semp at the left wing. Kind of did a bounce pass into the paint. Loose ball picked up. Saved by the Peck Pirates by number 34, Thomas West, who's in the game here for Peck. Kyle Affer now over to left side to Hayden. Hayden going to the basket with a fadeaway two. Left low block, no good. Loose ball. Who will have it? And we will have a jump ball with 2:24 to go. 27-12. 15-point lead here for the Kingston Cardinals. Coming out is number 34, Thomas West. Back in is number 23, Steven Van Konitz. Throwing it in is Dalton Senf for the Peck Pirates. Long pass near the right corner near the timeline, and with the dribble is Hayden to Senf at the right wing. Affer at the point. Peck Pirates with the ball. Hayden with it at the right wing. 3-point range. He'll go to the high post. Pass over to the left corner. The Babcock to Affer. He can't handle the ball. It's knocked loose and picked up and saved by the Peck Pirates, number 11. Dalton Senf, he'll do a floater. He is fouled. And it'll be a foul. And he'll go to the free throw line. We'll be right back. Both free throws missed by Senf. Rebound by Kingston. They went for a shot. They missed. Peck gets it back. Peck has the ball again for the right corner for three with the miss by Hayden. Trying to tip it back in was number 32 with the miss. Brady Babcock and Kingston ball with 1:07 to go here in the first half. It's 27-12. Kingston with the lead. Greenwood floated in down the left lane. He's having a huge game tonight here in the first half. 29-12, a 17-point lead with 58 seconds and counting to go here in the first half. Down to 50, Peck with it. Missed shot by Babcock, saved by Peck. Semp with the rebound and finally gets a big three. 29-15 with 40 seconds to go here. Semp with a 3-point shot. Needed that one. 29-15. Kind of off-balance shot there by number 20, but the putback attempt with the miss was Lawson Lyons. Number 20 took the shot, Michael DeRosso. And we have a foul called away from the ball, fighting for the rebound on Kingston. They'll have 9 fouls now. They'll go for the 1-1 right now, going to the free throw line is the Peck Pirates. That foul, his second, number 23, Lawson Lyons. 29-15. 15-point lead for Kingston. Kyle Affer with his free throw. We have a foul on Peck away from the ball. He missed that first free throw, so the ball will go in possession of Kingston. And now that's 4 fouls on Peck. And that's the second foul, number 23, Steven Van Konitz, who will likely come out. And in comes number 34, Thomas West, for the Peck Pirates. No full court pressure applied by Peck. Down to 23 seconds to go here in the first half. Ethan Green with the dribble. 29-15. Kingston with the lead. Down to 14 seconds. To number 15, Isaiah Helton. Far 3-point range. It'll be a timeout call. We'll be right back. Peck Pirates calling the timeout to set up a last second shot here possibly. 9 seconds to go here in the first half. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. 22, Josiah Muxlow to Ethan Green for 3. 3 seconds left to go. Hits the back of the rim. Knocked loose. And that's the end of the first half. 29-15. Kingston with the lead at the half. We'll have your halftime report come your way on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at StayNightBroadcasting.com. Last second shot comes up short. It's 29-15. Kingston with the lead against the Peck Pirates at the half. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back at the half. It is 29-15. The Kingston Cardinals with the lead. Your leading scorers for the Kingston Cardinals. We'll start off with that. Ethan Green with 13 points. He's got 3 3-pointers. We also have 7 points for Ethan Harrington. 3 points for Kaden Peters. Isaiah Helton with two. Owen Corliss with two. And Lawson Lyons with 2 points. For the Peck Pirates, the leading scorer is Dalton Senf. He's got 8 points. And he's made one out of three free throws. 5 points for Cal Hayden. 2 points for Stevie Van Konitz. And 1 point for Karsten Liebling. And no free throws taken by Kingston. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 free throws by Peck. And they've only made one. 1 out of 6 for free throws for the Peck Pirates. 0 for 0 for free throws for the Kingston Cardinals. They had 9 fouls in the first half to only 4 for the Peck Pirates in the first half. At the half, 29-15 is your score. Peck started off pretty hot. They led 7-2 with 5:30 to go. Kingston started to chip away. 7-6 at the 4:15 mark, and Ethan Green making a 2-point shot at the 3:28 mark to take the lead 8-7, and they've held that lead, making it 11-7. But then Senf, with a 3-point shot, the 1:45 mark, got within 11-10. And then a tie with a free throw, the only free throw made by Senf, making it 11-11. But then Ethan Green making a 3-point shot, 14-11, near the end of the first period. And then Green with another 3-point shot to open up the early second period, 7:35 mark, 17-11. A 3-point shot by Peters for the Kingston Cardinals. Extended lead to 9, 20-9 at the 7:09 mark. Timeout was called by Peck at that moment. The next score was made at the 5.5 mark. An 11-point lead by Kingston. The largest lead of the game so far has been 17-29-12 with 58 seconds to go. And that's where we're at the half. 29-15, a 14-point lead. Well, we are about 4 minutes away from the third quarter. All right, we'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back. 29-15, Kingston leading. And some other games going on tonight. Big game going on. This is on Channel 1 at Thumbtugger Sports. It's Brown City at Ubley tonight in the Greater Thumb East. Marlette is at Sandusky. Sandusky getting the big win over Ubley, who was previously undefeated. And our game next week on Wednesday for high school boys basketball action, we'll have Brown City at Sandusky. So tune in for that this coming Wednesday. Thursday, we're looking at Harbor Beach at Marlette for girls basketball. Last night, Marlette lost to Sandusky girls 38-27. We're going to see if Marlette can bounce back. But Harbor Beach had a big win over Cass City in a cross-conference game also last night. Other boys basketball games going on tonight. Brown City at Ubley, Marlette at Sandusky, K-Peck at Memphis, Harbor Beach is at Cass City, Carroll at Reese, Lakers at Unionville Seaboeing, Bad Axe is at Vassar, Yale at Armada tonight. Dryden is at Deckerville. Big game for Deckerville. They would like to bounce back and see if they can avenge their two early losses to Kingston Impact. We also have Bay City All-States at Olengage, Caseville at Saginaw Arts and Sciences, North Huron at Mayville, Akron Fairgrove at Carsonville Port Salac tonight. High school girls basketball action. It's Bay City All-Saints at Olengage tonight. Caseville is at Saginaw Arts and Sciences. Emily City girls at North Branch. That is a huge game tonight. A battle for the Blue Water Conference standings in that one. North Branch having a great season. So this is the first meeting between those two teams. Yale at Armada girls, Algonac at Elmont, and Croswell-Lexington girls at Richmond. And in boys basketball, Richmond boys defeated Croswell-Lexington last night 53-44. So in first place, Richmond in first place. And there's going to be other teams eyeing Richmond and Croslex. Armada will have their possibly avenging their earlier loss to Croswell come next week on Friday. We'll get ready here for second half action. It's 29-15, Kingston with the lead. We'll be right back. Opening up with possession is the Kingston Cardinals. They'll turn the ball over. It'll be Peck Pirate ball. As we start off our third quarter, second half, 29-15. Kingston with the lead. Peck will lay it up for two. A bounce pass to the right, low block to number 23. Stevie Van Konen from Senf. It is 29-17. 7:15 to go, and a missed shot by Kingston, and it's taken away by the Peck Pirates with the rebound. Dalton Semplevic. He'll dribble around the top of the point to the right side. We'll toss it off to number 32, Brady Babcock. Babcock to Senf in the right wing. Peck moving from left to right in your radio dial. WBGV 92.5 FM. Sandusky, Marlette, Brown City, and Peck, and across the thumb area. Three-point shot from the left wing missed by Cal Hyde, and rebound picked up by the Kingston Cardinals, number 11, Ethan Harrington. He'll hand it off over to number 5. He'll take a shot from the high post. Right elbow, good for two, number 5. Owen Corliss, Kingston scores the first points. It is 31-17. Peck ball over to number 32, Babcock for three. Hits the rim, no good. Loose ball picked up by Kingston, number 15, Isaiah Helton. He'll go to the right wing. Long shot for three. Ethan Green with his fourth three. 34-17. Fourth three for Green. Floater is blocked by Austin DeRosso, the 6'5 frame and a wing length. Ethan Green, fast break for two. Five straight points for Green. 36-17. Timeout called by the Peck Pirates. We'll be right back. 5:51 to go in the third. Timeout called by Peck. 36-17. Kingston Cardinals with the lead. A dribble here for Peck Pirates. Number 32, Brady Babcock, being challenged by Austin DeRosso. DeRosso still on Babcock. Hits the side of DeRosso. He'll pick up the loose ball before it goes out of bounds. It'll be Kingston ball coming out of the timeout. 5:35 to go. Owen Corliss. Pass over to the right side to Green. Green will hold up. Harrington will go for three, and he makes it from the right wing. 39-17. Kingston with the lead. Harrington for that three. 5:20 to go. A three-point shot made by Peck. 39-20. Kingston ball. Cale Hyden with that three-point shot. .457 to go. Kingston will turn the ball over, and it'll be Peck Pirate ball. Babcock with it. DeRosso's just all over him. And it's still Peck ball. Kyle Affer over to Babcock, left corner, three-point range. Semplevic, he'll go down the left lane, bounce pass, open look for three. Hits the rim, had a chance, bounces out by Babcock, and rebound picked up by Owen Corliss. 4.5 to go, 39-20 is your score. DeRosso throws it over to number 15, and he'll draw the foul, but he traveled up and down number 15. Isaiah Helton was kind of off balance underneath the basket, tried to do a little bit of reverse shot, but could not get it off. Came back down, hit the floor. That'll be Peck Pirate ball. 19-point lead here for the Kingston Cardinals. Kyle Affer with it for the Peck Pirates. They have possession. They're down by 19, 39-20. Number 23, Steven Van Konen. Sent for three. Sent will swish that one for three. It's 39-23. 3:53 to go here in the third. Kingston ball. Harrington will pass over to Ethan Green. NBA range for three. Ethan Green, no good. Loose ball picked up by Harrington. He'll go for two, and he'll draw the foul. And it's a shooting foul. He'll go to the line. One out of two free throws were made by Harrington. It's 40-23. Kingston with the lead. 3.5 to go, and a layup floater by Senf. Can't make it, but last touch knocked out of bounds by Kingston underneath the basket. Senf will throw it in here for Peck Pirates' Dalton Senf. for the Peck Pirates. From the baseline, left side to the glass. Peck trying to get it in for possession, and they do up top to Cal Hayden. Long shot for three, swishiness by Dalton Semp. Two threes here in the second half for Semp. It's 40-26. 3:06 to go. Semp with that three-point shot for Peck. Trying to chip away and get back in it. Loose ball picked up by Peck Pirates, but it'll be Kingston ball, taking it right back. Ethan Green over to number 13. Caden Peters, loose ball, and picked up by Kyle Affer for the Peck Pirates with a steal. Dalton Semp with the ball, now in dribble for Peck, being defended by Owen Corliss. At the point, looking for a Peck, he'll go for three. Semp misses it, rebound will be a jump ball in favor of the Peck Pirates. Underneath their own basket, 2:32 to go, it's 40-26. Kingston with the lead, 2:32 to go here in the third. Dalton Semp throws it in. Over number 23, Stevie Van Konen. Kyle Affer will go for three, and he knocks one in from the point, 40-29. A rare shot and a timeout called by the Kingston Cardinals with 2:20 to go here. We'll be right back, 40-29. Kingston called a timeout. It is 40-29, Kyle Affer for the Peck Pirates making a three, forcing Kingston to call a timeout. It's 40-29. Kingston with the 11-point lead. Lay it up for two. Good by Ethan Harrington. 42-29. Kingston with the lead. Shot by Harrington. 1:50 to go here. Kyle Affer at the point. Bounce pass to the right side. Knocked away. Picked up and saved by Brady Babcock. Back over to Affer. 1:38 to go here in the third period. He is trapped. He's got to get the ball loose between the legs of number 34, Thomas West. Turnover, and it will be Peck Pirate ball. West in for Babcock, by the way, now. 1:29 to go in the third period. Babcock getting ready to come back in. Owen Corliss for Kingston with possession. Over to number 13, Caden Peters. Three-point shot by Ethan Green. Misses that one from the top of the point. Affer will grab the rebound. He has fouled from behind. Could be the third foul here by number 23. Lawson Lyons will see, and it will be his third foul. Brady Babcock coming in for Thomas West now. Kyle Affer to throw in the inbounds pass. Man-to-man defense. Feeling the full-court pressure, but they get it in. They pull off. 1:12 to go here. 42-29, Kingston with the lead. Bounce pass, and Owen Corliss with a steal with his speed. He'll lay it up for two, 44-29. The fast break steal with 1 minute to go here in the third. Babcock with it at the high post. Hayden in, almost lost it, but he'll pick it up and save it. Whistle was called, and a foul by Kingston on Affer. And I think he was going to go for a shot underneath, so they're going to give it to him as he raises his hand going for a layup underneath the basket. That foul number 13, Caden Peters, in the first free throw attempt. Good by Kyle Affer. Second free throw attempt. That one no good. Rebound Kingston. Ethan Harrington with it. Being challenged by number 23, Stephen Van Konen. Pass it off to Owen Corliss to the left side. Down to 30 seconds left, 44-30. Kingston with the 14-point lead. A whistle was called away from the ball. We'll have a foul on Kingston offensively away from the ball, fighting for position. Second foul, number 13, Caden Peters, and it'll be Peck Pirate ball with 24.7 seconds to go here. Full court pressure applied by Kingston. Owen Corliss on Semp, who gets the ball inbounds from Kyle Affer. Dalton Semp asking for a pick. Passes it off to Brady Babcock, to Kyle Affer at the point. To the right wing, side of the floor. Semple go for three, hits the back of the glass, no good. Picked up with 5 seconds to go. Kingston, Ethan Green, open look for three! No good, and that's the end of the third period. 44-30. Kingston with the lead, 44-30 at the end of the third. Our final frame is coming up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We start off our fourth period. Shot for three in the inbounds pass. Missed by Ethan Harrington for the Kingston Cardinals. They lead 44-30. Foul. No, it's a travel on Peck Pirates on number 32 with a turnover. And it's Kingston ball. Owen Corliss with the dribble. He'll go to left side, inside the wing for two. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Kyle Affer for the Peck Pirates. They have possession. Number three, Cal Hayden. With some fancy dribbling there. He'll spin around in the paint. Dishes it out to the left corner for three. No good by Babcock. Rebound picked up by number 23. Lawson Lyons, and fouling him from behind is Brady Babcock. Be the second foul. Babcock, second team foul here in the second half. Three fouls for Kingston. 7:12 to go in the game. 44-30. Pat down against Kingston. Kingston with the lead and down the right lane for two. Owen Corliss racing his way. He's got 9 points here in the second half. 46-30. Kingston with the lead. 6:50 to go in the game. Long shot for three by Peck. Missed by Cal Hayden. Rebound picked up by Ethan Harrington. He'll throw over to Corliss on the right side of the floor. Looking for number 23, Lyons. He'll sink it in for two after the pass from Corliss. He's got 4 points in the game. 6:26 to go. A three-point shot by Seth. He'll make his third three-pointer of the game. 48-33. Corliss with another two-point shot, making it 50-33. Coming down to 6 minutes left in the game. Back and forth affair here. It's 50-33. Kingston hanging on to the lead substantially. Cal Hayden with it at the right corner. He'll go into the paint, hold up, passes out to Brady Babcock, right wing. He'll go to the paint, spin. Lowly lays it up for two, tries to get his own putback, no good. Number 23, Lawson Lyons right there in the thick of things, just taking the punishment and getting the rebounds. Ethan Harrington with it now. Swings it over to Ethan Green, almost loses it, he'll save it. 5.5 to go, it's 50-33. Kingston with the lead in the fourth quarter. Ethan Green with it, pass off to number 15, almost loses it through his hands, he'll save it. Isaiah Helton with it. Now over to right corner for three. Owen Corliss. 10 points for Owen Corliss. 5:10 to go. 53-33. A 20-point lead. Well, 5 minutes to go in the game. Driving to the basket. Lays it up. Babcock for two. From the right wing to the right side of the glass for Babcock. And he gets it in. First points here in the second half. 53-35. Kingston, a short jumper by Ethan Green. Right corner. Misses that. He wanted a travel call. Here comes layup good by number 23, Steven Van Konant. And he has 4 points in the second half with 4:28 to go. 53-37. Kingston with the lead. And stolen away by Semp. One on one. Can he get the layup for two? And he does. Semp for two. 11 points for Semp here in the second half. 53-39. 4:05 to go. Dalton Simph having a huge second half here for the Peck Pirates. 53-39, under 4 minutes to go in the game. Number 15 with a dribble for Kingston has possession. Isaiah Helton over to Lyons, around to the perimeter to number 15. Helton back up top to Corliss. Corliss, left elbow for two. To 35-39. 3.5 to go here in the game. 55-39, Kingston leading Peck. High school boys basketball here on WBGV. 92.5. Kyle Affer, a bounce pass, loses the ball. Babcock picking it up as Lyons. Lyons pass off to the left side to Helton for two. It does not drop. It was a two-on-one situation for Kingston. Missed shot. It picked up by number 23, Stephen Van Konitz, and a foul committed by Ethan Green on number three, the other number three, Cal Hayden, the sophomore, by the way, for Peck. Number five coming in, Carson Liebling. Dalton Semple get a breather also. Number 32 coming in, Thomas West. Actually, no, he won't come in. It'll be Babcock staying in. Inbounds pass for Peck on the right sideline. Lyons actually took a seat, and a floater good by number three, Cal Hayden. In the middle of the paint with a floater, 55-41. Something's got to happen quick, though. Down to 2:50 left in the game. Kingston with possession, number 25 in the game. Gavin Mikulski laying it up for two, and left side and no good. And we have a foul committed on the Peck Pirates. Ethan Green will go to the line for the Kingston Cardinals. 55-41. 14-point lead here for Kingston. Green with his free throw, and it's good. Dalton Seth back in. Cal Hayden will take a seat. Second free throw attempt for Kingston, Ethan Green. He makes a second one. Three out of four free throws for Kingston. 2:39 to go in the game. Laying it up from the right side. Good. Down the right lane. Number 32, Brady Babcock for the Peck Pirates. 2:24 to go. 56-43. Coming down to 2:15 left in the game. Kingston with possession. Number 25, Gavin Mikulski. Over to Owen Corliss, deep in the right wing. He'll go to the high post. Corliss to lay it up. Left side. He went from right to left. In his hands for the two. Owen Corliss for two. 59-43. Answering right back is Brady Babcock for two. He's got 6 points in the second half. 1:52 to go. And we have a timeout called by Peck. We'll be right back. 1:51 to go, 59-45. Welcome back. 59-45, 1:51 to go. Kingston with the lead. They'll have possession. And the inbounds pass here on their far side of the court. Full court pressure applied by the Peck Pirates. But Owen Corliss, look away pass left side. Can't knock it in, though. Loose ball picked up by Peck Pirates after the missed shot by the Kingston Cardinals. 1:39 to go in the game. It's 59-45. 14-point lead here for Kingston. Got to get some shots off here. We're coming down to 1:30 left. Dalton Seth bounce pass left side. Reverse layup missed by Van Konen. Rebound Ethan Harrington for Kingston. 1:20 to go here in the game. It's 59-45. To the right corner, Ethan Green. Knocked out of bounds by Seth. 1:18 to go. 59-45. Kingston with a 14-point lead, and Peck tried to battle back, but just a good scoring flurry here by the Kingston Cardinals on the rebounds and making their shots. Extended this lead for them and held this lead since the first period with a Green three-point shot, 14-11 at that point, and Kingston has held this lead throughout the whole game. Played a little bit of keep away, inbounds pass here by Kingston, going Corliss with it. Over to Ethan Green to the left wing. He'll still hang on to it. Not looking for a shot. Had an open look. Coming down to 50 seconds. 59-45. Kingston with the lead. And I do not think Peck is going to elect to force any type of foul or situation here. They have fouls again, but right there, Babcock will finally foul him. Owen Corliss with 38 seconds to go. And that's only the fourth foul on Peck. They have fouls to give here. To throw it inbounds here, Ethan Harrington. And it looks like it's going to be out of reach here. 59-45. For the Kingston Cardinals. Ethan Green will play some keep away again. Down to 25 seconds to go in the game. Had quite a battle in the first, and Peck kept battling back. We'll have a foul. Looks like on Peck number 32 with his fourth foul, Brady Babcock. 59-45. No points scored since the 151 mark. Kingston with the ball over to Ethan Harrington, just playing some keep away. Still with the ball. Kingston down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and that will be your final score. 59-45. Kingston takes over first place in the Stars Division standings. Peck's first loss. In league play. And Kingston takes over first place in the NCTL Stars Division. We'll be right back with your post-game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM, also at sanicbroadcasting.com. You can hear the stream live there. We'll also have Mike Gallagher to talk with us for our post-game reports. We'll be right back here on 92.5 FM, 59-45, your final score. The Kingston Cardinals with the win. We'll be right back. Welcome back. The win for the Kingston Cardinals, 59-45, your final score. At the end of the first period, it was a three-point shot by Ethan Green for Kingston to take the lead after Peck had tied it after Kingston took the lead 11-7 in the first period, 2:05. Three-point shot by Peck's Dalton Semp, make it 11-10. Free throw made by Peck to tie it up 11-11. But then Ethan Green with a three-point shot, and he made another three-point shot to open at the second quarter to extend the lead for Kingston 17-11. Largest lead of the game was 29-12, that is, in the second quarter with a 17-point lead. Peck Senf able to make a three-point shot with 42 seconds to go and to make it 29-15 at the half. In the third, 39-20 lead, a three-point shot by Cal Hayden for Peck to try to get it back in the game as they were down 39-17, only 2 points made at that 5:20 mark. Extending lead 44-30 at the end of the third for the Kingston Cardinals and held on to that lead all the way through the fourth quarter also. 20-point lead, 53-33 at one point. Peck battled back. They tried 55-41 within 14, but 2:55 to go. Another three-point shot by Dalton Senf to make it 59-45. Your leading scorers for the Kingston Cardinals for this win, Ethan Green with 23 points in this game. I do believe at about 4 3-pointers. 14 points for Owen Corliss, who had 12 in the second half. 13 points for Ethan Harrington. 4 points for Lawson Lyons. 3 points for Caden Peters. Isaiah Helton with 2. That might be off 1 or 2 points there. No free throws taken by Kingston in the first half. In the second half, they were 3 of 4 for free throw shooting. Not bad. When we come back, your stats from the Peck Pirates. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. It is the Kingston Cardinals with a win over the Peck Pirates, 59-45. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Eddie Fury of you. Again, the win by Kingston, 59-45, your final score over the Peck Pirates. Here are your leading scorers for the Peck Pirates. 18 points for Dalton Senf, man. Woo. Lit it up in the second half. He had 5 three-pointers in the game. 18 points for Dalton Senf for the Peck Pirates. Second leading scorer, Cal Hayden, with 10 points. 6 points each for Steven Van Konitz and Brady Babcock. All 6 points for Babcock in the second half. That's Alex Affer. I've been calling him Kyle the whole time. Alex Affer with 4 points. And 1 point for Kirsten Lieblang. Alex Affer with 4 points. 1 point for Kirsten Lieblang in the game. And 10 points for Cal Hayden. 3 of 9 for free throw shooting for the Peck Pirates also. 59-45, Kingston with the win over the Peck Pirates. So we wrap things up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. And coming back, we'll look ahead and see what is in store for both these teams in the next couple weeks. But now, Peck falls to 7-3 overall. Well, the Kingston Cardinals will move to an overall record of 9-2. We'll be right back for the wrap-up. Here on the post-game on WBGV 92.5 FM, while we got a chance, able to grab the winning coach for the Kingston Cardinals, Coach Dave Lester. How you doing, man?
Doing well, thank you.
A good win here.
Thank you.
It was a battle here in the first period. We were able to settle down, but Peck Pirates did battle back.
They did.
The shots weren't dropping. They played pretty good defense also. Got a lot of rebounds. Both sides really played competitively. But you guys were able to come away and make the key open shots and good ball handling also by the Kingston team.
Yeah, you know, a game of runs, and, you know, those guys are always tough here. You know, I don't think that we in particularly played too well tonight, but I got to give credit to Peck. You know, they shot extremely well, but I'll give credit to our kids too. You know, they went on a run, and it seemed like, you know, we were able to answer. Then, you know, they would go on another run, and we'd have them down by 18 or 20. I thought we were in pretty good shape, and you know, before you knew it, it was down to 10 or 11. So, you know, but credit goes to our kids. You know, they seem to answer every run that Peck made on us. And, you know, everything turned out good tonight. So, we're happy.
I'll give credit to Owen Corliss. Picked it up in the second half. Really turned it on. 12 points in the second half.
Yep.
Ethan Green just does it all. He's an amazing player all his life, actually.
Yeah.
13 in the first, 10 and a half. He was trying to dish that ball out because I knew they were going to focus on Ethan Green also.
Yeah, he had a great game. He's really been playing well lately. You know, he started out a little bit slow, but the last probably 3-4 weeks here, he's been shooting well and playing well. And, yeah, he came up huge tonight. You know, we had some early foul trouble and he just took over, and that's kind of what you expect from a 12th grader. So,
yeah, you had a couple.
Happy with Ethan.
You got through some of your roadblocks. You could say to the hold that first place spot. You had a huge win over Dryden, surprising big win, 74-37, a week ago.
Yep.
And then against Dakerville, 65-51 win. They're a tough team this year.
Yes, they are. Yep.
So now these teams kind of learn what they've got to do with Peck as well and you
sure.
as well.
Yep.
Second round comes up very soon.
Yeah, it does. You know, and, you know, we're going to obviously have to make the adjustments to that. They're going to make some adjustments also. But, yeah, you know, it's really, really good to come over here and get a win at Peck. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's just always so competitive. And Coach Abrego is a fantastic coach. And his kids played well, and they were prepared, and, it was just a battle all night.
Well, you'll next meet on February 17th, almost a month away. Mm-hmm. Good luck. You got North Huron and Vassar up next.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So a league game and then a non-conference game. And
correct.
Again, playing that competition like both coaches do here tonight.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Yep.
Good luck, Coach. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care. Have a good night.
All right, Coach Lester here for the Kingston Cardinals getting the win. 40. That was 59-45 with a win. And, Hey, it's a grind, but it's fun to watch when it comes mid-season. All right, we're going to wrap things up here after our post-game interview there. Thank you to Coach Lester of the Kingston Cardinals, 59-45. Kingston with the win. We'll be right back. All right, that wraps things up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you to all our sponsors. Please patronize them. And tune in for Sports Live for a recap of all these games this past week on Monday Sports Line, WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM, Monday evening, 5:30 p.m. with myself and Mike Gallagher, the San Lake County News Sports, and other special news reporter guests also, if we can get them on. Our next game, Brown City at Sandusky, Wednesday nights for boys basketball, Greater Thumb East League Showdown on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in for high school sports. And thank you to the Peck Pirates, the athletic director, the Abrego brothers, for hosting us here, and Coach Jeremy Abrego of the Peck Pirates. Kingston with the win, 59-45 over Peck. Thank you for tuning in on 92.5 WBGV.